me some good news. The Health Secretary says the government's met a key election promise early to deliver an extra 2 million NHS appointments in England. Figures show that between last July and November, there were almost 2.2 million more compared with the same time period in 2023. Labour says it's partly because of staff working extra weekends and evenings, but Wes Streeting accepts there's still more to be done.
I don't pretend there aren't still enormous challenges. I'm not doing victory laps, but I think it's important when people are so cynical about politics, politicians, and whether any of us can deliver anything we say. We said we'd deliver 2 million more appointments in the first year. We've delivered. We've delivered early. A lot done, a hell of a lot more to do.
Nine culture projects across England, Wales and Scotland are going to receive £64 million in government funding. They include the National Railway Museum in York, which plans to create a new gallery, cafe and event space. Cash has also been set aside for venues in Leeds, Liverpool, Coventry, Worcester, Dundee, Conway and Newport. It's hoped the investments will create new jobs and boost tourism. Conclave has won Best Film at this year's BAFTAs. The papal thriller starring Ralph Fiennes also took home Outstanding British Film, Best Adapted Screenplay and Best Editing. The actor says director Edward Berger was the key to its success.
A lot of directors are quite impositional, which can be great, but I think actors feel very supported when the director allows them to follow their instincts and you feel there's time, even when there's no time.
Best Director ended up going to Brady Corbet for The Brutalist. Its lead, Adrian Brody, won Best Actor. Mikey Madison was named Best Actress for her role in Anora. Temperatures could hit 14 degrees Celsius by the middle of the week after a period of miserable weather. The Met Office says people may see sunshine return as early as tomorrow in some parts of the country, and London's been having some today. Forecasters say it'll be a noticeable shift after a fortnight of dull skies and bitter conditions caused by a weather phenomenon known as an anticyclonic gloom. Sport, and Lauren James struck a 93rd minute winner for Chelsea as they beat Everton 2-1. It means they can continue their charge towards a sixth consecutive Women's Super League title. Head coach Sonia Bonpasta's unbeaten side is 7 points clear at the top, having won 13 of their 14 matches. Second place Manchester United sealed a 3-1 victory over bottom side Crystal Palace. And England Rugby Union internationals Tom Curry and George Martin have returned to full training. It's after picking up minor injuries in their recent Six Nations victory over France at Twickenham. Harlequins' Alex Drombrandt has also been recalled to head coach Steve Borthwick's 36-man squad ahead of Saturday's Calcutta Cup. Alex Coles and Henry Pollock come in too, with Curtis Langdon and Alex Lazowski dropping out. And an adventurous cat had to be collected from Waterloo Station by her owner. It's after she took a train from Weybridge. Michael Hardy says two-year-old Tilly has done this before. She's known for straying and she's caught buses in the past. But he was taken aback, he says, after he received a call from the ticket office about her 17-mile trip. And five of the UK's oldest breed of ponies have been reintroduced to Surrey. The young Exmoor ponies have been released at Hindhead Commons and Devil's Punch Bowl. The endangered animals come from Exmoor National Park in Somerset and Devon, and they were purchased by Blackdown and Hindhead Supporters Group. I'm Lucy Mayer, and that's your good news for today. I need some good news. Send me sipping on coffee.